Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. And joining us now in studio is our friend DeMaurice Smith,
yes,
executive director of the NFLPA.
Good to see you.
And we thought we were going to have you on just to talk about NFL free agency, the deal, whether or not that's going to pass. But now the coronavirus has affected everything, and I'm sure it's affecting your business and the NFLPA, even though there are no games going on right now.
No, but teams that have a new coach, players would be reporting the first week in April. So while we might
not
be
in
season,
2 weeks away, I don't even know.
3 weeks away.
All right, so a team like Carolina with Matt Rhule,
the Redskins,
correct?
Redskins.
So we're talking about players who would be reporting to the training facility in 2 weeks. So the issue that the NBA is dealing with is literally on the cusp of what we're about to deal with.
Right. Yeah, this is unbelievable. This, like, the tsunami of news that occurred just yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, it's head spinning. You and I were actually texting. And we were just, I was just checking in, see how things were going and stuff. And that's when the NBA canceled their season.
Sure.
You couldn't believe it. We were talking about Tom Hanks, and boom, the NBA.
Right. And look, we started having conversations with our internal and external experts a week ago, just to start thinking about, well, look, we had a conference with, over 200 players showing up. So I wanted advice on how to make sure that that occurs in as safe an environment as possible. We'll have another conference call tomorrow, and we'll be making recommendations pretty soon about what we think are the best practices going forward.
And we're roughly 5 weeks out from the NFL draft, and I know that's not your thing, that's an NFL thing, but we saw the optics just from last year in Nashville. Massive crowds.
Right.
Downtown Nashville, hundreds of thousands of people spilling out onto the streets, out in restaurants and bars. It's supposed to be in Vegas this year, and well, it will be in Vegas, but you're not going to have those same massive crowd scenes, I wouldn't think. Like, what do you think the NFL is going to do as far as, like, containing the what's grown into this huge spectacle in the NFL draft?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that expert, but
yeah.
You realize in these jobs you wear a union hat one day.
Mm-hmm.
We watch the market because you wear a CEO hat about what you think is going to be the business impact on game attendance months from now or draft attendance. You look at what could be the economic impact to TV and other ways of digesting our game on top of the physical health and safety aspects. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but we never really wait for what the NFL is going to do. We formed our own concussion committee in 2010 because I wanted to know the best advice, and that's what we're going to do. We have the best people literally in the world advising us on what the right things to do, and after we get what we believe is that consensus, my job is to make a decision and a recommendation to the league about what to do.
Here's what's scary about it, and I know we're all learning and we don't know. I don't expect you to know. But let's just say you guys suspend things.
Mm-hmm.
When do you come back? When the hell do you come back?
Well, we have two things going for us that are great. In the United States, we have literally the best and the brightest working on the issue.
I agree.
So that's number one. Number two, we have the opportunity to learn from countries who have already gone through this.
Right. Like, so, South Korea has supposedly been very, very good at this.
Italy.
Italy's been a disaster.
But you learn from it, sure. Right? So it seems to me that you take those two things and you make the right decisions based on those two things. And to me, it's a little bit about you let the facts and the science and the practice decide where you're going to go. And sometimes you have the opportunity to look at people who perhaps did not handle it the right way and learn from it.
Right, but nobody's handling reintroducing back into normal life yet. No one's gotten to that point
not
yet.
But the nice thing is someone before us will.
Yeah.
Because
China they were talking about some people going back to work that had been quarantined.
I'm just throwing China out because I consider them liars. I've been told that they just lie about everything, so I assume that's true.
Well, you learn.
Country full of AWOLs.
who perhaps made mistakes. But you know, this is the tough part of this job. You wear a bunch of different hats. You're trying to make the best decision under the best circumstances. You know, the good news, we have great leaders. We've got a great new president and J.C. Treader. We've got a great executive committee. I will always trust our men in our locker rooms.
So,
let me ask you this. I never really understand the structure of the NFLPA.
Sure.
So you're the executive director. What does the president do differently than you?
Yeah, great question. The first thing to realize is I work for the president.
Okay.
And the executive committee. The way we are structured... I'm the executive director. Basically, my job is to be the titular head of the business, the functioning of the office, the process, negotiations. But we have a strict constitutional duty where I work for the president and the executive committee.
And the president was Eric Winston before.
For three terms.
Okay.
Three two-year terms.
Current players?
For the most part, they are always elected at a time when they are current players.
Okay.
Now, some guys retire or make a decision.
Like, did I see Zoe? Is Zoe on your committee or something, executive committee, or no? Lorenzo Alexander?
He was.
Yeah.
But, you know, take a guy like Zach Diassi and Zoe. They were elected when they were active players. Well, Lorenzo played last year, mm-hmm. but Zach Diassi, for example, is probably going to make a decision about what to do going forward. He played. Mark Herzlick, you know, was on the same team, mm-hmm. but he had stopped playing, but nonetheless filled out his term.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically you guys are working hand in hand.
Absolutely.
But there's a constitution which separates powers, almost like the government.
Just like the government. And so, you know, for me, it's certainly a union hat first and foremost. But you're also wearing a CEO hat because the decisions that we make with respect to how the collective bargaining agreement is structured, you know, we get 55% of television. So, you know, we spend a lot of time on trying to figure out what's going to happen with media going forward. You make decisions about stadium financing. So there is a CEO hat that you're wearing as well. But, you know, that's why I love the job. Because it does certainly make you wear a bunch of hats, including the legal hat, which you never know. But that comes up every now and then, let's say.
We're joined by Dee Smith, executive director of the NFLPA. So when it comes to the future of the NFL and a deal which could last 10 years, 11 years, talk about how you communicate that to the players.
Right.
A deal like that has to be very lengthy. I can't imagine the number of pages. Maybe you just want to tell us it is this many pages and how many people actually go through that.
Well, it's about 300 or so pages. I'll make sure all of you have a copy.
Right? Yes, I need
as
that.
As a gift. Yeah. You know, you need a paperweight.
Hey, while I'm self-isolating, I can read the entire CBA.
No, but you put out
footnotes.
But
too.
You put out a table with the pros and cons
out,
and, you know, what it had versus last year's.
And right before the players voted, we put a link to the final completed document. But you know, your question is a good one. My job, and I have this faith in democracy, and the only way it works is if you have an informed and caring leadership and an informed group who are actually making those decisions. And I certainly understand that no matter what we do now, and you look at our business of sport, in some respects, it's playing out in the public in the same way it plays out for a presidential primary.
Oh, this one was a real S show.
Well, and that might be just the way things are going to be from now on. It is probably the first big CBA in quote unquote the TikTok generation. Everybody has a
view. Please tell me you haven't done a TikTok.
I have no idea what that is, but I thought it would sound really cool if I said TikTok generation.
Yeah.
It sounds like
I think it works.
Sounds like a good speech title. Sure, somebody will come by and tell me what that is eventually. But it does play out in this, in a certain respect, has played out like anything would play out in politics or other issues in social media. If somebody has an opinion, they tend to send it out instantly, and people certainly are passionate about it. Is there a lot of disinformation in the ecosystem? Yes. We just put out another fact sheet to our players responding to some of that disinformation.
Let's put out a context to this. You guys started officially negotiating, or let's just say unofficially kind of talking with the NFL when?
In April or May of last year.
Right. So like almost a year ago. All right. This has been almost a year long process.
Right.
You have a team of how many lawyers, how many people are on, you know, players on the executive committee? How many are involved in this?
Right. Well, we have an executive committee. There's 12.
Yeah.
I'm an ex officio member of the executive committee. I just said ex officio because I'm a lawyer and we like to throw Latin words around every now and then. But that is the negotiating team. Their job is to be informed about what's going on.
How many lawyers do you guys have? Do you know what I mean?
A lot.
Yeah, to put this document together.
A lot. We have a lot of outside consultants who are taking the pulse of what's going to happen both in media and gambling and other sources of revenue.
Right.
We have people who certainly are advising us on how to decrease the load on players. So I know fans sometimes think of our business as, okay, it's just the game. We think about load and the strain on players in a year cycle. Everything
right.
that starts in April
right.
and ends in April.
Right. Every practice, every weightlifting session.
Absolutely.
Everything.
So, you know, we have a great team from Exos. We have a wonderful group of people who work with us at both Harvard and other places to advise us on how do we decrease load.
Right.
Because those are the things that put an overall yearly stress on the body. But, you know, at the same time, we're looking at actuarial tables on things like healthcare and disability.
I don't think people understand. When you put out this table of all the different things that comparing this potential CBA to the 2011 CBA, it's not just 17 games or 16 games. I mean, it's all of the economics involved in it, the revenue split, how that comes about, the TV, all of the different revenue sharing that goes into it, salaries, termination pay, injury protection, rookie pay, compensation picks. I mean, the amount of detail in this. And then when I see someone, I get offended because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
We're all friends,
yep.
Right? I get pissed off when I see people grandstanding and pointing to maybe one little thing here that they don't like, and they act like the union or you didn't ignore that. Or like you didn't see this, or you didn't know. Maybe this was a concession you made for 10 other things you got.
Right.
I mean, it infuriates me.
Yeah.
How do you handle it?
Wow.
No, it does because
him a consultant.
No,
yeah,
because you're
a
friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he's a little bit of a cheerleader.
I am.
You know, look. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. No one is entitled to their own facts. And my job is to kind of stay right.
I guarantee
in that.
You said that in court many times.
Many times. Was that like a good closing argument?
That sounds like I'm
really.
That,
yeah. Well,
was that a go-to?
That was a go-to. That was a go-to. We have another one too. I'll tell you later. But you know, my job is to kind of stay right there in the facts. And certainly, I understand that people can get passionate about their one thing. I guess the thing I would say in defense of some of those people who point out that one thing, I have to live in a world where I know that we have a very diverse and at times somewhat disparate group of people who are members in our union. And
everybody has their own issues.
Yeah. And so for some people, maybe that one issue is the thing that they really, 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 really care about. And, and I understand that. I also understand the people who do want to grandstand for their own ends, and I get that. For the most part, I just simply ignore them. It's George's job to see that. But You know, if someone has something that's measured and insightful that they want to talk about, that's fine. I mean, for example, there was a person who was very passionate about how we were dealing with increasing the ability of players to get workers' compensation mm-hmm. in our system. And he's a lawyer, and he thinks that that was somehow a mistake because he thought that it would inhibit players' ability to sue the National Football League for negligence. Well, you know, that's a person that I actually talked to, and we had a conversation lawyer to lawyer. I think that what he said was not only legally and factually wrong, but given what we have to do to make sure that players have a better access to the rights that they have that might give them, in most cases, in almost every state, lifetime injury care. So we've improved our collective bargaining system so that players have an increased chance of getting lifetime injury care. Well, I certainly can understand a lawyer saying, well, I think that that's going to hurt my ability to sue the National Football League for negligence. But when you are looking at the scale of the good that is going to come from increased injury care versus the other side of the scale about whether he is going to be able to successfully sue the league for negligence, though the balance of those
tree versus forest,
100%.
All right, good. I also want to bring this. When we come back, here's what I want to ask you about. The one thing that that people are hammering you with is D is telling his union and his executive committee, or whatever, telling him it's a take it or leave it deal. I want you to address that when we come back.
100%.
Okay? All right. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. It is an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. D. Smith, executive director of the NFLPA, nice enough to hang out with us.
Always a pleasure.
The big issues for like fans is, are there going to be 17 games? A lot of the other stuff, it's important for the players.
Right.
But for the fans, they're just wondering what's more the likelihood football. Of the
fans. Are just, we're selfish. We, you know, we are. We're takers. Right. All of us are takers. We apologize.
Well, here's
but I'm
then,
shocked.
But then the other side of it is, are there going to be 17 games? Right. And are they going to cancel the season because it's not going to work out? Are the players going to strike? Is there going to be a lockout? Eric wanted to talk about a take it or leave it deal.
Well, the idea that one of the huge criticisms from some of the people on social media that have been grandstanding, frankly, trying to point to this is the problem with this deal, this is a problem with that deal. They're saying, why are the players feeling pressured into doing this? There's still another year left on the deal.
Sure.
Why are they buying the owner's position that we want to do this now or else we're going to have to start over from scratch? You know, who knows what happens a year from now? Why? It's my understanding that you guys have presented a deal that you think is very fair for the players. You think it's a great deal for the players, and you want to vote now. But people have said, why? Why are you pushing this now?
Right. Well, you know, again, going back to, you know, everybody has their opinion.
Yeah.
And certainly people can have an opinion about whether the leverage and potential of a deal a year from now is going to be better than the leverage and the potential for a deal now. I happen to believe that the leverage and the potential for the best deal for players is now. And it's not so much a take it or leave it. It's the opportunity to do an early deal. And what comes from the opportunity to do an early deal is you know, you look first at whether or not there is an alignment of interest between the people who are negotiating, right? And if there is an ability to strike a win-win deal. So for us, the fact that the league wants to negotiate new television contracts before they expire is a perfect example of a rare time where both the interest of the union and the interest of the owners is aligned. We get 55% of television revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So in a world where we know that gambling is going to change the way people
are going to... How does that work, by the way? Let me just ask this.
I didn't... it's rare that I throw out a random word and just get a random applause.
So the players get 55% of TV. So let's just use a round figure. Let's say CBS gives $1 billion to the...
NFL.
So how does that money then get distributed?
Right.
So you guys chop it and just send checks to everybody? Because what people think of,
right,
just to use round numbers, let's say Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
He makes, I'm making up the number, he makes $5 million a year. I kind of think he makes $5 million a year, but maybe makes $5 million a year plus that check that you're splitting from CBS. Like, how does that funnel to the players?
No, I think that funnels to the players in terms of revenue the owners have.
Correct. So, well, what happens is all of the revenue that is generated in the business of football, and I know fans think that that's just, you know, whatever it is, 16, 17 games of revenue. It actually isn't. It's everything that comes from TV, gate, Super Bowl sites, all of the jerseys, all of that
piece of video
goes
games.
Into everything goes into a pot.
Okay.
And for us, one of the things that we have tried to do since 2009 is not only to be honest with our players about what that revenue is, but also to be honest with them about what that revenue that they're getting is not. So we used to have a thing called total revenue. And back in 2006, that was a total revenue deal. And people saw that players were getting 51% of total revenue. Well, total revenue coming to the players wasn't all revenue. That was the revenue coming to the players after the owners took $1 billion off the top. So we moved to a system in 2010 and even improved upon that system thanks to a lot of work by one of our outside consultants to say, well, wait a minute. I would rather be completely straightforward and honest with our players about what all revenue is. The number you are seeing is a number with the least amount of deductions from it. So other systems have...
But again, how does it... like?
All
maybe
that money goes into a pot.
So
yeah, let me go back.
Pot,
so
and then how does it go to
yeah,
the players?
So let's,
in
yeah.
a simple way, you're being very erudite.
I'm sorry. I'm being very lawyer-like
yes,
and
like,
erudite, though. You can do
Dwayne
that out
Haskins
there. Yeah. Okay, so here's
$5 million in a hypothetical
right.
world.
So let's look at a pot.
What
so,
does he get out of that 55%?
So there are three buckets, and it's media, properties, and local revenue. All that money goes into a pot, and it's divided up according to a percentage.
Okay?
So all the revenue goes into a pot, right?
Right.
And the numbers that you see floating around, if we get the media kickers, it'll be 48.5% of that revenue. Under no circumstances will it be any less year over year over year over year of 48%.
Mm-hmm.
So you take all that revenue into a pot, and the numbers that we are dealing with, 48 is the guaranteed floor.
Mm-hmm.
All of that money means that the players are going to get at least 48% of all of that revenue. So let's just make the numbers easy.
In salary?
In salary and benefits.
Okay.
So to make the numbers easy, let's just say it's $10 billion in all of the revenue. The players are going to get 48% of $10 billion. So if you look at that side... You take that side and you divide it between salary and benefits.
That's
so
where like salary floor gotcha. Comes into play and stuff.
Absolutely.
Where they have to spend certain amounts.
And so about a system that we used to have where every expert before 2009 9 was always talking about what's the cap going to be? What's the salary cap going to be? What's the salary cap going to be? Nobody talked about, wait, what's the salary cap floor?
Right.
Because if you just care about the top number, going to your question, I would hope that every player wouldn't be satisfied with what the cap is going to be. They would want to know what the cap is going to be, but what's the total amount that they have to spend? So after you take that 48%, it's divided up into two categories. One is the cap, and that for us is now a cash system. In the old system in 2006, it was a cap system. So you could engage in all sorts of accounting tricks to say that you were paying a certain amount of money in cap. It wasn't cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I care about cash.
Right.
And I want to know what is the guaranteed amount of cash that you have to spend. So that's the first category. Second category is benefits. Everything from the HRA, your health reimbursement account, which maxes out, which has a larger max out this year. I want to know what your 401k is. It's a 2-to-1 match for every player in the National Football League. I want to know that.
That's where it is, right? After the last week.
Well,
the 401k.
But
right there,
it's still a 2-to-1 match. So what I mean by that is for every amount that a player puts in, it gets matched 2-to-1. I don't know anybody else in any business, certainly the law firm that I used to work with, I did not get a 2-to-1 match.
Not
on
this
my 401k.
Business. I can tell you that.
But anyway, whether it's pensions that are now
they can match a zero.
Here's the bottom line. Isn't this the bottom line? Because we could talk about all the things
for, all day.
At the end of the day, you feel like you've gotten an extra how much out of this CBA? But there's about $4.5-5 billion on the line or something in this deal for you guys. What is the number?
It's no less than about roughly $3 billion that now goes from the owner's side to the player's
side.
New
money. $3 billion in new money, and you have guys have made
at least
could potentially be more than four. You guys have made the deduction that it's not necessarily worth risking a few less mini camps or whatever to potentially lose the $3 billion to $4 billion in added revenue you've just negotiated.
Yeah, and here and
that's
again,
the calculation you have to make.
That's the calculation you have to make.
All right, real quick, like speed version.
Yep.
What is the likelihood of less preseason?
Well, if you take if the deal passes, absolutely less.
And then more games.
Yes. Well, the league has the option to go to more games, but only one more game. And then to four teams. four new teams would be going into the playoffs.
More playoffs.
And also, you get extra roster spots, et cetera.
Extra health care. Extra.
Can you get the Redskins
money?
More wins?
You know, there's a lot of things I can do. But you know what? You know, I do have a tremendous amount of appreciation and respect for their new head coach. I can't say that for a lot of coaches.
Really?
We tend to not agree on a lot of things, but the fans should know that there is a very good man at the helm for the Redskins.
Right. All right. D, thank you.
At the helm on the
appreciate you guys.
Level.
Yeah, thank you so much, buddy. It's a busy time.
It is always
that.
A pleasure.
We
thank you,
that.
D. If you've ever considered replacement windows, maybe D. Smith has, then you need to listen to this. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window plus 0% interest until October 2021. That's a great deal. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK today for their biggest sale of the year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. A lot of coronavirus talk. Wonder what's going to be in store today. A lot of dominoes fell yesterday.
Looks like an open studio Thursday, too.
Maybe the coronavirus has struck both EB and JP. I know they're walking out our former guest, DeMore Smith. Thanks again to him for spending some time with us, executive director of the NFL PA. He's a good egg. Sat in for two segments with the Junks. What do you have to say about that, JP? Show the JP chair. There we go. JP coming into the studio. D. Smith, a good dude. Good man.
No, D was out
Took time out of his busy schedule to hang with the Junks.
But I was talking endorsements, Cakes.
Oh, you were?
That's always big.
Endorsements are always big.
Those are his current ones.
Always big for us.
But, you know. I don't run into Sam Wiener all the time.
I could use a few more endorsements, like a little bit light of late. Would like to increase my portfolio there.
Now, we did an endorsement earlier for Sleep Number, and you mentioned that you were going to take a drab-like nap. Was
yeah.
that just for the spot, or is that reality?
I've been in a real nap rut. Like, yes. I want to say like the last month and a half.
Feeds into the next, because what happens is if you take a long nap,
yeah.
you generally don't go to bed early. And then the cycle continues.
Yeah, but I think I can kind of get past. I think if the nap is done early enough in the day, like I think if I can take a nap from like 1 to like 2 or 2:15, that gives me plenty of time to get to bed around 9:30 or 10. If the nap extends past like into 4 or 4:30, that's your danger zone.
What is Cakes going to do if there's no Caps game on TV to view?
It's a very good question.
Most of your TV consumption... Look, I'm not with you in your house,
yeah.
but I pretty much know what Cakes does.
Right.
If there's a Caps game, and I think you've tailed off a little on the Wizards, but mm-hmm. generally speaking, if there's a Caps game or a Wizards game, you're watching yeah. NBC Sports Washington.
Absolutely.
You love listening to Joe B.
Love Joe B. and
the
Locker.
Alan May.
Love it.
Rob Carlin.
Love it all
of them. Same thing on the Wizards side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do watch The Bachelor. Other than that, I don't know what you consume in the evenings. So let's just take all of that away.
Yeah.
Is there a go-to besides The Bachelor that you watch with your wife?
I'm trying.
Like my
I'm
wife and
tracking
I watched,
here.
We just watched it yesterday.
We watched Homeland, but I mean, I'm already caught up on okay. Homeland.
We watch This Is Us together. Now, we watched it last night. That's
yeah.
a Tuesday night show. So
mm-hmm.
Bachelor's Mondays, I guess. Like, if you just take away sports off the board... What
honestly,
are the Allvilles doing?
I honestly like if the Caps pull the plug and don't play the Red Wings tonight, it's a giant gaping hole
right.
in my TV viewing. Like I honestly don't know what I'm going to turn to. I'd have to search on something, search Netflix for something, or maybe Amazon Prime. I would need some recommendations because honestly, I don't know what I would consume if the Caps aren't on.
I think we could all get back into novels.
Like reading
is going to become big again.
You're doing Kindle. A bit, right?
No, I'm serious. Like people are going to be bored out of their minds. Eventually.
I don't think it goes to reading.
I don't think we're at that extreme yet.
People would rather go to repeats on TV. Like they'll go back and watch old shows. Or they'll find something.
Yeah. Board games. Board games will be hot.
No, no, no. I'd rather watch a terrible TV show.
Chess.
Than turn to a novel.
Chess. I'm too dumb for chess.
Right, Cakes?
I would just get waxed by everybody.
Wouldn't you rather watch mediocrity than read a book?
Oh, you know what? The reruns are a good point because last night Braveheart came on. I don't know. I just watched Braveheart for an hour. So that's what I'll hope that like I stumble upon like one of these films. Goodfellas, Gladiator, Terminator 2. Right. Just one of those I can just sit down, I can just consume an hour or 90 minutes of
I mean,
before
do
I go
you
to bed.
Watch the business news? Dow's down
no,
1700?
I'm not going to look at that anymore.
1700, Cakes.
Here's what I need to know about. AWOD apparently is going to hop on a bus with a bunch of people that are coughing and just leaving their germs and DNA all over the place. Yeah. And he's heading to Brooklyn for the A-10 tournament. I believe it's at Barclays Center.
Yep.
Where there will be no fans. It's just going to be the teams, the staff, coaches, he's I guess essential. Select family. I guess he's essential media. He's going to Brooklyn. I can't believe he's doing it on a bus.
One of the worst.
You're doing it by yourself.
Is...
If you're driving there, I can kind of understand it. You're going to be on a bus with 60 probably sick people.
Well, the worst bit is he can be on the bus, and then when he gets off the bus, it's canceled.
I guess that's a possibility.
It's a definite possibility.
Sure. I mean, it's within the realm of possibilities, but he's going to be in a bus back and forth from New York City. I question that decision.
He's a carrier. He's a prime candidate.
He is
going to
be a carrier.
Cakes, the show must go on. I had this whole plan of how I'm going to get all this great content this weekend. I'm going to do Man on the Streets in Chinatown. And
Are you serious? You're an alien.
He's
Are you paying
serious.
Attention to what's going on in the world?
The world's going to go on.
Okay, but right now it's on pause. Right now the world is on pause.
Right, and this is the perfect time to jump on this opportunity and become an influencer. Become a big silly.
What are you going to influence?
Around the country are going to be asking me to call into their radio show?
Do you think that's really going to happen?
Zero people.
I'm thinking there's a chance.
Oh, my. You're on one of the biggest shows in the country right now.
And I'm going to the Big Apple to cover the Atlantic 10 tournament that may or may not be canceled.
You'll be home later tonight when VCU is bounced out, pal.
Do you understand? You're going to be sitting on a bus for 3.5 hours next to a complete stranger. You don't know where they've been, what they've touched. You're going to be surrounded by strangers breathing the air on a bus back and forth from New York City.
It's
insanity.
I don't think that I would do it, but Kelsey's supposed to come back tomorrow. Spring break is scheduled for next week. I told you NYU canceled their classes in person.
Right.
The last class was on Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday, online classes. And then when they come back, if you even choose to come back, like she could stay in Maryland and continue to take the online classes. But I think she's scheduled to come home on a bus. Might be a train. I need to check.
It's kind of hurt.
Either way, train, bus, everything. Should I drive to pick her up on Friday?
Might consider it. I would consider
it. It's a lot of driving.
It is a lot of driving, but, I mean, unless you want your kid exposed to something with a 50 randos on a Greyhound bus.
Here's what's scary.
I'd be wary of that.
I think we've reached a point where all of us have accepted that we need to be careful right now to not spread this for whatever reason, right? For older people, or you just don't want to get yourself sick, you want to get your family sick, whatever. When's this going to change? That's the scary part.
Yeah, I don't know.
When is this going to get back to somewhat normal? That is what, honestly, I can handle this for a week. I can handle this for 2 weeks. I might be able to handle it for a month or two if you tell me there's going to be an end game in sight.
They can't really tell you the end game right now.
I can't see the end game. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that, honestly, is what's depressing me. I know it is there somewhere. We just don't know it yet. And that's what's really scary, to me anyway.
You know what's scary to me when I see it in red? Stocks plunge. That's scary to me.
The Dow Jones is at 21,000. What was it? 21,000 about 8 years ago? 10 years ago?
Officially, this has caused a bear market.
It was close to 30.
In a bear market.
It was close to 30,000, like, I don't know, 10 days ago.
Yeah. But, I mean, it bounced back after the financial crisis.
I know. You can keep saying that. I think eventually it's going to bounce back, JP, but it is going to take forever. Historically, it always bounces back. Let's just hope we're all alive to see it.
Yeah,
it's going to bounce back, but, you know.
Is down 2,000 bad? Because that's what the market's down right
I'm
now.
I'm actually scared. Like, we were joking. I mean, it was kind of a joke. We work for Entercom. Entercom has stock.
Yeah.
Cakes has a lot of the stock.
Way too much.
In his portfolio. The shares were down to like $2.45.
I mean, I'm sure they're down even more today.
I think I'm going to lose half of I think I'm going to lose half of my net worth.
You're probably right.
I think I'm going to lose half my net worth.
If the stock drops to like 50 cents.
Yeah. It's going to be delisted at some point.
Does the company survive?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, some companies can on just like
not
pennies.
Sure.
I don't know how. You may just go to a different, index. You go to the penny stocks. You go to a different index.
The stocks that Rom trades every single day, penny stocks.
And we could have a guaranteed contract and all that. What if they don't have the money to write a check?
Guaranteed contract, worthless. Not worth the paper it's printed on, JP.
Right.
This is nervous laughter now.
Yes. We've gotten into that territory.
All right, so this is Congress is shutting the Capitol, the House, and the Senate to the public. That makes sense. Until at least April 1st. That makes sense. I'm just dreading today, just sitting around watching the next domino to fall. I really told you,
put your phone in the safe.
Difference does it matter if it's closed or open? They don't do anything anyway. They never greet anything.
Yeah, who cares?
It's true.
Who cares what's going on there?
That's true. This is more again a public thing.
Yeah.
But I know I don't blame them. The staffers are worried themselves.
Of course.
Because they're in the target pop.
And by the way, Congress, a lot of old codgers.
What's the point? They're all old.
You imagine?
They should be concerned.
Bernie and Biden are both 77, 78. They're shaking hands at these rallies.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to have to stop.
You have to put an end to that.
Do a virtual rally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
A virtual rally.
The world is just, it's upside down right now, man.
Well, anyway, Cakes is going to take a nice hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, maybe an hour and a half.
Hey, if you have anything positive, tweet me. I'm psyched for positive stuff.
You missed it. Cakes doesn't know what to watch on TV. If the Caps get canceled, he's going to have nothing.
Look, I'm a blank slate.
Come over to the Golf Channel. They're still playing golf.
No, they are.
We got to get out of here. Grant Danny next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.